Coming next to the stage, this gentleman has been a crucial part of all my PAX experiences because he is just such a kind, cool dude to hang out with. We went and got lunch at the Athenaeum last time I was in town. The Athenian, which is like the lamest, most touristy place you can go, and I love it. Their seafood lasagna is top-notch. I'm going to try to get a podcast sponsorship out of that plug, by the way. Anyway, we're off topic. This dude is a burgeoning game designer. His first Kickstarter is about to launch. It's a game called Escape the Fest. It's about getting out of an EDM festival alive. You have to find, like, your keys, your cell phone, your car, your buddies. It's really, really fun. This is Chris Michelotti.
Hi, guys. All right, cool. So I kind of wrote this story down. This is me trying to keep this family friendly, so I need it written down. All right. A small radio playing in the corner, a desk lamp providing light, toys, Legos, Lincoln Logs, and other miscellaneous objects set the scene. The stage is an old burgundy rug on top of an old wood floor, the sound of rain on a tin roof lulling me to sleep. I was exhausted, but I was doing everything I could to avoid sleep. I escaped into created worlds and lived vicariously through my characters. The reason I chose to remain sleepless, there you go, was simply because I was a bedwetter. Practically every day started with the same feelings of shame, disgust, and sadness. My parents and I tried everything, avoiding caffeine, no liquids after a certain point, reward charts, a strange device that attached to your underwear to create an alarm once it sensed you were wet, which I don't ever know how that even helped, which it didn't. It, honestly, it just woke everybody else up and let them know that you failed. Eventually, my parents just got angry. Maybe they were afraid that I was broken. I don't blame them, but this continued until I was about 13. Side note, did a little research. About 3% of the population of people actually wet the bed at the age of 12 and on. So it was interesting being in the minority. This issue impacted my social life, avoiding friendships because friendships led to sleepovers, which led to wetting the bed at somebody else's house. I can actually count the number of sleepovers I have had and gone to on one hand. Of course, another reason was because my mother would have to warn the parents, and kids can sense when their parents treat their friends differently. The very last time I wet the bed was actually at a sleepover. My friend Matt and I lived two houses apart, and I followed all the rules. Then early in the morning, I felt that familiar sensation of liquid around me, hot, then suddenly cold. I rolled out of bed fast and told Matt to get out too. Of course, he was in shock, and I started to take care of the situation like I've always had. His mother came in and helped finish the cleaning. I walked back to my house and just went to my room. I had never been so afraid to go to school. When I did go to school that Monday, Matt and I were still friends, and to my knowledge, not a soul was told. Nobody knew. He didn't have to do that. He could have ruined my life, but he decided to show grace when he didn't have to. And he was one of the first people that I called friend. Of course, his family moved. My family moved as well. I got older. My sleepless nights continued. My fears have shifted. I am no longer a bedwetter, thankfully. I am, though, almost 30, jobless, afraid that my creations won't translate well to others, afraid that I am turning into my father, afraid that there may be a God, afraid that there is no God. I'm afraid that I will see the World War III. Though most of these nights when I'm awake, I stare into a black abyss, the breathing of my wife being the only reminder of my reality. I am loved, I am understood, and I am alive. Now all I need is to find my tiny radio, my desk lamp, some Legos, an old burgundy rug, and the sound of rain on a tin roof, so that I can be a kid again, creating worlds, this time not out of fear, but out of my new reality, which is in love. Sleep still can wait.
That list of fears may be just like a little too real for me. I'm over 30, jobless. Let's see what World War III. Yeah, that's the thing. I got instead of the wife, I've got the dog who sleeps next to me. That's pretty good. Dogs are good for calming you down. It has been really great traveling with her in the passenger seat. Like, she is the best Will Riker that there is. She's better than Will Riker, I think. I take her over Will for my number one.